Since the 9/11 terror attacks, Muslim Americans have complained that government policies unfairly target them and amount to racial profiling. Some are fighting back in a traditionally American way. They're trying to gain more political power. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
On a recent Friday afternoon, Muslim worshippers in 35 cities across the U.S. heard a new request from their imams: register to vote.
People who want to register, please come this way. Thank you. You're registering, brother? Please, thank you.
At Dar al-Hijra Mosque in Falls Church, Virginia, Mahdi Bray of the Muslim American Society mans a sign-up table, handing out buttons that say, "I'm Muslim, I vote." A veteran of the civil rights movement, Bray now travels the country staging workshops on civic awareness and media relations. But getting Muslims to take a higher political profile can be tough, he says, citing a fear factor.
In all earnesty, with the last 2 years, our community has really been under siege. And I think some people just wonder, well, if I vote or if I get more involved, I get my information, does it go into a data? Does it create problems for me with law enforcement and things of that nature? So I think that we're kind of going two ways.
In fact, the Muslim community first tried to mobilize members in the 2000 presidential election. Imam Johari Abdulmalik says leaders chose the candidate that seemed most responsive and urged Muslims to vote for George W. Bush.
That was a mistake. It was a mistake. It was window dressing. And now our community has seen that it's window dressing.
So far, there's no pick for 2004. But Abdulmalik tells worshippers that registering to vote gives them a whole range of new powers, from having a voice in local votes and zoning debates to being able to sit on a grand jury, especially important, he says, with so many Muslim men detained on suspected links to terror.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. Hi, come in. Hi, Barbara.
Hello, Barbara.
A few miles away, Mukit Hussain pays a call at the home office of Virginia State Delegate Dick Black. Virginia has off-year elections, so the vote is just months away. Hussain has created a Muslim Political Action Committee, and he's vetting candidates to decide which ones his PAC will support.
You're coming to the picnic on Sunday?
Yes. Yes. Callie, we've RSVP'd for the picnic.
The picnic?
Okay, Renee.
Great.
In the months after the 9/11 attacks, Hussain says Muslim and Arab-sponsored political events were suddenly deserted as a taboo set in. That's changed now. Hussain estimates he's met with some 75 candidates, those seeking to be everything from county supervisor to state senator. Sipping coffee in a nearby restaurant, he says he has stressed to them the potential influence of Northern Virginia's fast-growing Muslim population.
We're not large enough to dictate the result of an election, but we are large enough to cause serious issues for candidates, if you will.
And Hussain has. When several politicians opposed a zoning change to allow a new mosque to be built, Hussain stepped up the heat. They changed their minds. In another case, he intervened when two candidates used a telephone pole to attack their opponents, who had accepted donations from local Muslim groups.
So one of the questions asked by the pollster is, do you know that such and such person got money from the terrorists?
Hussain sought an apology. The Muslim groups who gave money had been investigated by the government, but not charged with any crime. While courting candidates and registering voters is a main thrust now, an ultimate goal for activists is to get Muslims in office. 33-year-old Kamal Nawash is trying.
There's two of the volunteers today. This is Ali.
The former Palestinian refugee is running for a seat in Virginia's state Senate. He spends hours each day canvassing the streets of his district.
And so far I've knocked on 8,600 doors, I think, 85 to 8,600. I lost 20 pounds. I got like 6 shades darker. If I keep it up, I'll look like my man Ali here from the Sudan.
Nawash says he seeks to counter the voice of Islam's ultra-conservatives who've come to define the religion for many. He's Republican, yet is critical of the Bush administration's policies toward Muslims and Arabs. The Justice Department was able to impose a special registration for Middle Eastern visitors, Nawash says, only because Muslims in America have no political clout.
You know, if they were to try to call up, for example, the Hispanic community or anyone, I think the political heat would be so great they would not be able to get away with it.
Nawash notes there are 8 Arab American members of Congress, but he can't even name them all and says most are third and fourth generation Americans, too far removed to identify with the problems of a new generation of immigrants. Like a growing number of activists, Kamal Nawash hopes to give this generation a new public voice. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.